He's in open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and an association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, love to be kicking this week off with you on this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Good one in store. Bernie Kosar joins us. We're going to break down minicamp. Last 3 days of the rookies being in town for minicamp. Now, many of them, most of them, stuck around to continue their workouts with the veterans here, and that is commencing on the field. Then in a couple of weeks, they'll have a more formal workout session. But the last 3 days, the focus was on you know who. It was on Brandon Weeden. It was on Trent Richardson. It was on the whole crop of rookies, Mitchell Schwartz and John Hughes and Travis Benjamin. And a lot of fun watching those five practices Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in Berea. And for the most part, I think the most impressive part to me was the minimal mistakes. It really was, for a group of rookies practicing, it was precise. It was efficient. There were fumbles. There were drop passes. There was a penalty here and there. There was a missed assignment here and there. But you just didn't see a lot of it. And you would normally, my experience in being around this game as long as I have, my experience shows me that in rookie mini camps you see mistakes. It's natural. You see coaches lose their temper and have to do a lot of do-overs. You didn't see a lot of do-overs in this mini camp. Pat Shurmur and his staff, and it wasn't just because they were like exceptionally patient or exceptionally calm about things. There was an occasional where, you know, guys wouldn't line up right or do something jumping off the ball wrong or whatever, and then try to stay in there and do the play again. He would pull them back and say, okay, just huddle up, get in the habit of, you know, that isn't how it works in a game. You huddle up after somebody jumps early or whatever it might have been. And again, this didn't happen a lot. This didn't happen a lot. And mistakes, by and large, were far and few between. Of course, the lingering impression is that of Brandon Weeden throwing the ball as well as he did. You saw just the exceptional arm strength, the exceptional delivery, quick delivery, the tight, tight spiral, the sense that this guy can throw the football better than anyone we've seen, I think, in recent times with the Browns as far as throwing the football. I mean, that you could see. Now, that's saying a lot, and it's judging a lot over the course of a mini camp, but this is consistent with what the guy showed on film as a quarterback or on the field at Oklahoma State. And again, this is a rookie mini camp, so the opponents are other rookies, who many of whom are not going to be playing in the NFL for the Browns or anybody else. So you take that into account. Perfect weather. I mean, there wasn't any wind. It was ideal. Sun splashed. You know what the weather was like this weekend in Northeast Ohio. That said, you can judge throwing the ball, the act of throwing the football, delivering a ball. You can see if that's good or mediocre or bad. And his was, I thought, good to exceptional, and others concurred. It was easy to see that. You know, that much you could see. Trent Richardson, seeing him, just his physical presence, made an impression on everybody, including the coaching staff, but also you heard other teammates talk about it as well. And you're going to hear from other rookies, by the way, on tonight's show, Emmanuel Acho and a guy named Josh Cooper. He's Acho, you know, of course, is one of the Browns' draft picks, a sixth-rounder from Texas. Signed today, by the way, the outside linebacker by the Browns, leaving just Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon as the only unsigned of the 11 draft picks. But Acho and Josh Cooper, who's an undrafted rookie receiver from Oklahoma State, caught passes, of course, from Whedon over there. He's aboard with the Browns, as you know, and he had a nice, very impressive few days. I think this guy's not only got an inside track to make this football team on the skills that he showed out there, and especially if he can excel on special teams, which he seems as if he could. He's just could be one of these guys that would be like a fan favorite, because he's, and you'll hear from him, he just wants to go out there, do anything and everything to make an impact on the football team. Just a real hard-working, focused young guy. So you'll hear from the two of them, and I'll be answering your questions throughout the show, as I'm going to do right now, the questions that you submit via the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages. Adam has done that via Facebook, and these are comments as well as questions, but Adam says, there's quite a bit of quarterback discussion among what we could see in social media today, and you probably find this interesting. He says, I'm ready to see Colt McCoy be our starter this year. That would be the only good thing that we can possibly do for the season. Well, Adam, clearly a McCoy fan. I'm going to tell you that I think it's an uphill battle for Colt to win that starting job, that I think Brandon Whedon is in good shape to take. And if these past few days were any indication, and he continues to perform at that level, which I know is really asking a lot of anybody to be consistent at that level, it'll be very hard for Colt to pull him away from that. James Haters from Facebook says, Whedon is everything Colt isn't and more. Height, arm, strength, accuracy. I could go on all day. Colt doesn't have the arm to hit Travis Benjamin in stride on a deep ball. Travis Benjamin, one of the rookies out there performing and definitely showing that speed, that rare 4.3-ish, if not better, speed. Whedon can. So, you know, I think the whole point of that you know, you're going to, and this is going to start, it already has started, how long it continues to have sort of the Colt supporters versus the Whedon supporters, it'll be interesting to see how this is handled, because I think you can say it's competition and create that. Yeah, I get that, and be safe as an organization to make sure you've got an answer besides just one guy. But the downside is you can create maybe some level of doubt as to who you're going for. And it's, you know, it's not going to be a two-man thing. That never works. And I believe Pat Shurmur, I know, knows that. I know from Mike Holmgren on down, it's something that's known. But the question just becomes, you know, at what point do you say this is our guy? And that that Brandon Whedon's our guy, and that you're moving forward with him. And maybe right now it goes from being understood, quietly understood, to being a declared fact. But no one wants to make any declarations right now, and I think to a great degree that is to encourage the level of performance that Brandon Whedon would bring to the table. He's the one that, I don't know how much motivation he needs. I don't know how much prodding he needs to make sure he's not going to take anything for granted, that he's not going to become lackadaisical. I don't see that in him. Brian, via Facebook, says, I'm not a Whedon fan right now. I have my doubts about him. He hasn't even played one snap, so how can anyone know if he's any good? And there's truth to that, Brian. You're right. And to get excited over 3 days of minicamp is a dangerous thing to do, but we do it. People do it. And I'm trying to put all the tempering and put out all the disclaimers I can on you know, discussing what this guy is or isn't. But there isn't much that he showed me that's negative. There's very little. All that I saw from him was positive in decision making and pocket presence. That was where my attention was focused on most of the practices of those practices that I watched, which was all but one. I saw four of the five from start to finish, but one was I didn't get to see because of other responsibilities. But it was easy to have your eyes kind of go there and then see the receivers that he's working with, most of whom are new to him, and that included Travis Benjamin, getting used to that speed, getting used to laying a ball out there for a guy who can get it, and he's got the arm to do that, as one of the previous people here pointed out via social media. All right, we are just getting started in a couple of minutes. Bernie Kosar will be with us to talk some Browns minicamp. You're going to want to hear what the big guy has to say. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it is driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Take your pick and lease one for as low as $169 a month.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to place and take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cup, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with Fiona. Fiona here was just telling me that Ford dealers sell something like a new tire every 5 seconds. How's that possible?
Well, Ford purchases about 3 million tires a year.
Seems like a lot of tires.
11 major brands.
And you just sold one right now.
We also have a called low price tire guarantee.
How's that work?
We'll beat anybody's advertised price, guaranteed.
And get a $100 rebate when you buy 4 select tires.
You're not going to run out, are you?
Absolutely not.
Promise?
I promise.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 531-12.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm gonna miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here on this Football Monday edition. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw.
We're so pleased to have with us for his regular visit here on the show, Bernie Kosar. How you doing, bud?
Hey, survived Mother's Day and ready to go this week.
There you go. Well, Bernie, Mother's Day was the third and final day of the Browns' three-day rookie minicamp, and the reviews were mostly positive for pretty much everybody there. I think the one area that always commands the most attention, as you well know, is going to be quarterback. And in the case of Brandon Whedon, the feeling was that he had performed at a very strong level, threw the ball well. You know, you could make that much of a conclusion without pads and without contact.
Well, I think we even talked about it, and again, I keep referring to one of my friends and mentors, Mark Trestman, who's worked with Brandon, you know, to get ready for the combines and for the Senior Bowl, and was really, really impressed with his abilities to throw. And then I was down at the Senior Bowl and got a chance to watch him. So it didn't surprise me to see him have such a solid mini camp in terms of his throwing the ball. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, from a certain perspective, it's not pads, it's not live. It's a lot more goes into playing the position for any of the positions, any of the players when it's live and the hitting is going on. But just in terms of being able to show confidence, show his ability to throw the ball, show his ability to handle the different teams and read defenses, I thought he threw the ball exceptionally well this weekend.
Yeah, and that's the thing that stands out, is that you can say, from the standpoint of how well the quarterback throws, that the quarterback position likely improved. Now, there's still more to it than that, as you well know much better than I do. So there are going to be other things that Brandon Whedon needs to display that shows he's the complete package and whatever. But it looked to me like his understanding of what he had to work with was there. The mistakes were minimal, and the ball just looked good coming out of his hand. And I think all of that combined can instill a lot of confidence in the team. I think the general theme of the week, Bernie, was that the Browns are better with Brandon Whedon and the rest of this group.
Well, I think that's correct, and I know we all would hope that. You know, you're getting guys and getting that amount of picks and focus on the draft like we are, and having the high picks like that. It is nice to kind of get confirmation of that in real life with your playbook, with your plays, doing it in your situation, and seeing the guys, their intensity to play, their intensity to be part of this team now and pick up the offense and defense and make the plays that you're used to seeing or you expect to see in the fall come Sunday afternoon.
And the other part of this mini camp, which again is harder to judge, the rest, pretty much everything else besides throwing the football, is the where there is positions that involve contact, and one being biggest being running back, and looking at Trent Richardson and certainly just seeing him physically, his physical presence was impressive enough. And I think when he did run the ball basically against air, he showed explosiveness. He showed a little inside wiggle and movement. But you could tell that his game is going to be defined by that contact that he makes running the football, and that he's ready right now to be that kind of a workhorse back that this team wants.
Well, that's for sure, that in a workhorse top-tier back that has the potential and ability that Trent Richardson has, you're not going to want him showing that yards after contact in May and June and taking unnecessary hits now, because he's going to get his share of them come the football season. But that was something we saw with Peyton Hillis a couple years ago when he had his magical season.
Right.
The amount, the ability to make, come in contact with an NFL defensive player and be able to break the tackle and make yards after that. Not to over glorify this or to overhype it, but I think you'd be hard pressed to say anybody in college football the last couple of years has run like Trent Richardson's ability for him to break tackles and get that yards after contact, which is now becoming an incredibly important statistic or thing that you analyze with running backs. And he's for sure showed the ability to be good at that.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, when we look at the receiving end of this team, and that's the biggest question that a lot of folks have about whether or not that position either has been sufficiently addressed, and most would argue it wasn't in terms of any numbers, but just one draft pick, and that was Travis Benjamin, and a lot to look at there because of the sheer speed that he brings to it. So if you could talk about what you know this young man well from University of Miami, what to expect there, because he showed definitely a lot of that speed. I also saw some rawness. You know, I saw a guy who probably needs to be involved in a scheme a little bit and maybe be brought along and taught the nuances of running patterns. Explain that from the quarterback and passing game perspective.
Well, first, absolutely. In high school, youth, college even, your just raw, God-given athletic ability sometimes is enough to separate you from that level of competition. And his God-given speed is phenomenal. And as a kid in high school, and even at stages in college, just having the ability to outrun the defensive back, he definitely had. So sometimes you don't work as much on the technique of getting open versus bump, press coverage, physical coverage by the guys getting their hands on you, and some of the moves you need to make, and sometimes the way you have to set up your routes, and those kind of attention to detail, the little things that go into it, he probably hasn't done as much of that he's going to need to. And when you get up against NFL defensive backs, knowing those type of little details of your assignment is incredibly imperative for guys like that. And I think he'll work on it. I mean, I know he'll work on it. And sometimes that takes a little bit of time to get it down just right.
Another thing we know from the contact or lack thereof in a mini camp is that you really can't get too good of a feel about your defensive people, whether or not their ability to tackle and how they hit, so on and so forth, and the aggressiveness with which they play. But again, you get feeling of explosiveness, you get feeling of just the guy's presence. And I was watching closely, a lot of us were, John Hughes and Billy Wynn, the two defensive linemen who were brought in, and particularly with an eye toward how ready are they to make an impact, and how realistic is it to think that they can pick up a lot of this major slack that is going to be left behind with Phil Taylor out for a long time after suffering that torn pectoral.
Well, those draft picks and those two names became incredibly important because of the Phil Taylor injury over the last week. And them having the intelligence and ability to pick up the game and make plays, you know, are we asking a lot of it to be like the other fifth-round draft pick Reuben turned into? Probably. But they're going to have to kind of fill that hole or fill that void, because Phil Taylor, being a first-round pick, being kind of the staple anchor of the... to kind of slow down the other team getting off onto the middle linebackers and doing the double teams and stuff, it's going to be important that those two young men really pick up the game quick, because you want to get these guys in the rotation on the defensive line when you run a 4-3.
One of the things you could see from an offensive line perspective was Mitchell Schwartz's overall discipline as a player, and not entirely surprising that an old lineman from Cal comes in with a higher degree, a higher sense of learning. I mean, it's just, you know, he's going to be a smart guy, but beyond that, it looks like he not only received very good coaching at Cal, but accepted it well. And in his technical skills, his technical display, Bernie, I mean, I think these are the things that are so crucial when you have the idea or the intention of putting a rookie out there as a starting tackle, how ready he's going to be to handle that job.
Well, those are always the intentions, and you would hope they work out. And it's nice that it was confirmed that, you know, his ability to take in and analyze information and stuff like the playbook. But you hit it right on the head with the fundamentals of footwork and body positioning and leverage and balance is critical for a lineman. And for a young lineman to have already that kind of sense of that footwork, the the balance, the hand positioning, the hand use, the footing. It really makes things a lot easier in terms of being able to step right in and block professional defensive ends.
Bertie, great stuff as always, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week. But it's always fun to now talk about something that resembles real football.
We're getting closer.
All right. He is Bertie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farm Heights, Vermilion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday at Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
The numbers don't lie, and neither does Consumer Reports. The 2012 Consumer Reports Automotive Best Buy is here now at Cleveland's best place to buy, Mentor Kia. Check out this number. The 2012 Optima Hybrid. Fuel efficient, economical, the car you've been waiting for. 40 MPG, 4-0. Lease one today for as low as $199 a month plus tax. $199. And that ain't all. Mentor Kia has sign and drive zero down leases. Zero down. How about up to $8,000? Minimum for your trade. $8,000 plus $99 a month to lease the 2012 Kia Rio or Soul. $99. A mighty small number to get big mileage numbers. 35 MPG. Even the 2012 Kia Sorento SUV gets the top fuel economy in its class at 33 MPG. And every Kia is backed by the biggest numbers of all. The 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That's why a growing number of people choose the number one. Mentor Kia. 9090 Mentor Avenue and Mentor Kia.com.
I'm a global force because I have connections.
I get deals done because I have connections.
I'm a profit-making, sales-generating, economy-shaping machine because I have connections.
In business, every connection matters. Connect with Cox Business and power your business with reliable connections through Cox Voice, Data, and TV Solutions. And take advantage of our special offer. Get voice and internet from Cox Business for only $89 per month. Plus, ask about office networking. Switch to Cox Business today because every connection matters. Call Cox Business at 1-866-687-0522. That's 1-866-687-0522. Or go to coxbusiness.com. Offer expires July 1st, 2012 and is available to new subscribers in Cox wired serviceable areas of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Cleveland. Call Cox Business for details. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2012 Cox Communications, New England, Ohio. All rights reserved.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 400 Escapes available. Lease one for as low as $179 a month.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion.
Welcome welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. Hey, today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps a day in this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Your questions submitted via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We answer those tonight, as we do pretty much throughout every show. David via Twitter: for the Browns, it's a waste of a good football player in Colt McCoy. How is Whedon going to do any better? You can see the trend that's developing here, folks, huh? The pro-McCoy camp and the pro-Whedon camp. And it's understandable that there is a pro-McCoy camp, because a lot of that is fueled by a thought that he didn't have the fair shake, that he didn't have the real shot to win this starting job, primarily because there wasn't enough around him to allow him to play better. And he played the 13 games last year, we know, before suffering the season-ending concussion. I would say to that, you also have to look at comparative skill level. And right now, the skill or the quality of Brandon Whedon that's jumping out and gaining a lot of attention is that he has an excellent arm. And that by comparison, and this is the tough one, because he's out there on the field doing his thing in a rookie minicamp, and Colt McCoy is not throwing passes out there with him, so that you can't make those judgments. But those who have watched McCoy throw passes in games and practice, and who watch Brandon Whedon throw in the minicamp, the common conclusion was that Whedon has a better arm. Has a significantly better arm, and there's an upgrade there. Now, better arm versus the rest of what makes a good quarterback: decision making and the poise and the whole, every element of it in the pocket, just awareness, all of the things that come down to what separates quarterbacks. You can't say that that's all on display at a mini camp. It hardly is, because it's mini camp. It's not a game. It's not even a game like circumstance, really, in any possible way, without contact and such, and with just some rookies on the field. Adam via Facebook: I'm ready to see Colt McCoy be our starter this year. That would be the only... I take that back. I was rereading a question. Hunter is what I wanted to go to with Facebook. He said, I hope Whedon ends up being amazing so that all the people talking bad about him will have to eat their words. Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's hatred or, you know, talking bad about, I mean, fans are going to be fans, and they're going to, a quarterback debate, there's really nothing like it. And I've seen this back and forth in many other cities and other teams. I've covered them before. This one doesn't have real big teeth to it yet, because you're talking about still a mostly unaccomplished incumbent in Colt McCoy on a team that doesn't have any other answers at the position. It's not like you can really go down and say, okay, they've got this guy, he's solid, he's entrenched. No, we know that. We know he's not entrenched. And the alternative is a rookie. So you're in a rookie who is not named Andrew Luck, is not named Robert Griffin III, didn't have the super marquee standing, but nonetheless has had an excellent college career. So I would say that for those reasons, this debate, if we're actually having one, and I don't really think it's much of a debate at this point, but I think the discussion loses some traction, I guess, or some teeth, again, as I use that term, because of the people involved, the situation that's involved. Brent via Facebook: it really is a moot point about Brandon Whedon's age. 28, he'll be 29 in October. If he comes in and plays well, then it won't matter. How many of you would say no to Aaron Rodgers because he's over 30? I'm not saying Whedon is as good as Rodgers, just making a point. This is from Brent. And I like the way you put that, because, yeah, it's not a comparison of Rodgers, but what the real point to bring home here is the window that you're looking at, this window of time, which is now, which is immediate, which is judging between something, I call it the 0 to 5 year thing, where if that impact is made there, and you're talking about in 5 years a 33, 34-year-old man, quarterback, and he's done more good things than bad in that period. He's upgraded the quarterback position. He's upgraded the offense. He's upgraded the team. If he's done all that, I don't care what his age is going to be in 5 years, and then I certainly don't care what his age will be in 10 years, because that's given you some major steps. And then to try to project what the state of his game will be physically beyond that point, because he is past 30, he's north of 30, is, you know, that's all you really can't go there to any great degree. You can't assume that there's going to be a real deterioration, that it's going to start looking bad if it has looked good. And if it does, it does, but you're going to be more focused on the progress that doesn't exist now, that needs to be improved. This team needs to get better now, needs to have a better offense now. And if he's the answer to that, then that, I think that, you know, I think you're talking about something that is going to substantially change the conversation and reinforce what I think a lot of people believe, which is that this draft, this 2012 Browns draft, and this is the feeling that came out of these last few days, the team got better with this collection of players. That in general terms, the team, you can see where there would be legit hope that this group of players, this cast, is already elevating what's on this football team, what's already here. And that goes beyond Whedon and Trent Richardson. It includes Mitchell Schwartz, who looked like a tackle who certainly knew what his assignments were, what he was doing, where he's supposed to be. He had the look of an NFL tackle, the way he positioned himself. You could just see in his movement, and that's all you can go by, because he's, again, not really, you know, you're not, this isn't context, so you're not seeing the blocking that you can tell you, that will tell you unequivocally, and I want to see him out there in one-on-ones and all those, the drills that'll tell us much more about Schwartz and any other offensive lineman or defensive lineman for that matter, but it was impressive. I also want to throw in that just seeing Travis Benjamin, and we talked about that, I talked about this with Bernie Kosar, a guy that I believe is could be an amazing returner. I think as a receiver, and I know somewhere out there it was, you know, the possibility of him maybe playing sooner rather than later, maybe figuring in, and he'll have that chance because of his speed to factor into the receiving game right away, or in a big way as a rookie. I want to see more before I'm ready to conclude there. I see the speed, and I see the natural stuff that he brings to the table, but I also see a guy who I think has a lot of rough edges that need to be kind of worked on. And I know this coaching staff will be working at that. So, all right, we have much more coming up on this show. We've got a conversation with a couple of those rookies I'm talking about that have been performing here the last few days and are going to be on the field as off-season workouts continue here in Berea. One is Emmanuel Acho, linebacker from Texas, sixth-round pick, signed today. And another one, very interesting guy, Josh Cooper. He's the undrafted rookie free agent, Oklahoma State wide receiver, former teammate of Brandon Whedon. So you'll be interested, I think, to hear what these two said to me while right after the conclusion of this mini camp. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Take your pick and lease one for as low as $169 a month.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cobb, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runner, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
What if it never happened? What if he was never here?
Now the fans chanting, Domi, Domi.
Or here?
A home plate celebration! Domi to get by!
Or here?
Jim Domi back with the Indians.
What if Kenny never ran?
And Lofton, he is running wild on the bases today.
Or jumped?
Kenny Lofton took a home run away.
Or took a swing?
Oh, did Lofton hit a bullet?
What if he didn't come home?
He was not only the Indians field leader behind the plate, the emotional leader as well.
And home again.
Six-time All-Star Sandy Alomar Jr.
What if 455 was just a number?
They're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario of sold-out Progressive Field.
And this?
A walk-off grand slam!
Was just
for Carlos Santana! The magic is back!
The beginning.
Who knows what might happen?
Cleveland Indians. What if?
Thank you for waiting. To receive your auto insurance quote, press 1.
Great.
Congratulations, you're all set.
What?
Congratulations on your new auto insurance policy. Wasn't that quick?
Is there a slow down button?
At Liberty Mutual Insurance, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/Cleveland and speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here until the top of the hour. And now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Brown season tickets start at only $32 a game, a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. I had a chance to visit with Emmanuel Acho, six-round draft pick of the Browns, a linebacker from Texas, and also wide receiver Josh Cooper. He's the former Oklahoma State player, undrafted free agent, and they were participating in this mini camp and continuing to participate in off-season workouts. I asked Acho just how he felt the 3 days went for him.
Camp was awesome. You know, just getting to meet the other rookies, this other class, the coaches, you know, a great unit of coaches, and just being able to interact and get back on the field was an awesome time.
It seemed like for a bunch of rookies getting together for the first time, the mistakes looked to be at a minimum. I mean, was that your sense?
Yeah, I think we have a very intelligent rookie class, especially, you know, I know firsthand on the defense, very intelligent unit, and I think we all mesh well together, and hopefully we can help this team improve.
What's the, when you first get out there, is it, is there any sense of, okay, now you've got a new language to learn, new coaches guiding you along? What's the first thing you have to do in terms of just making that adjustment?
The new verbiage. You know, you have to translate the language they speak into the language you're used to speaking, which, whether it be, you know, college or whatever it may be. And so coaches did a great job of helping us with that, and they did a great job of teaching us, and they'll continue to do that.
Your sense of what you have to do to sort of make an early impression, and what was in the back of your mind this whole way? What we, through these 3 days, what was your thought about, okay, how can I get noticed in a good way?
I think just working hard is always the first thing to earn respect. Respect's never given. You have to earn it. Along with that, just, you know, being captivating and being intelligent on the field, you know, making sure you're very confident with your calls, especially at the linebacker position, just so you're leading the defense.
And this is an experienced coaching staff, and of course you got guys like Billy Davis working specifically with your group, but Dick Geron as a coordinator, many years of experience and so forth, Ray Rhodes. Does that give you some level of, I don't know if the word is comfort, but certainly a sense that you're in good hands from that standpoint?
Most definitely. I think especially Coach Davis firsthand has done a great job of integrating us to this level. You know, he wants us all to succeed. He wants us all to make it. He's doing a great job of just helping us out. And then clearly, you know, Coach Geron is just being there, overseeing everything. And so it's been a good time.
What was your impression from a defensive perspective of seeing Brandon Whedon throw the football?
You know, I've seen him before. I played him in college for his last 2 years. And so, I mean, I'm very impressed with him, but I've been impressed with him. So nothing surprised me too much. Yeah, he's a great quarterback, and I think he can help this team.
It looks like his passes, short or long, look the same. They come out on a line.
Yeah, he has some velocity and some zip to the ball, no doubt.
Good stuff from Emmanuel Acho. Had a chance also, to talk with Josh Cooper. He's the undrafted free agent, the Browns signed wide receiver from Oklahoma State, and just discussing the challenges that he faces to try and make the Browns roster.
You know, just first of all, I feel blessed to be here, you know, just get the opportunity to, you know, try to make a team. You know, it's been my dream to play football in the league for I don't know how long, but it's just great to be out here and be with these guys.
And again, it looked like over these 3 days you were doing some things to get yourself noticed in a good way. Talk about what was your mindset and how you felt it went over these 3 days.
I just knew I had to come in and perform, you know. Been in the playbook a lot, trying to learn a number of positions, and I just know I had to come out here and compete, you know, try to make plays, get noticed, and, you know, I made a few plays, so.
How much of an advantage is it for you to be in this camp as someone who caught passes from Brandon Whedon and the chemistry and the familiarity that you guys have?
Well, you know, the chemistry is already there, so, I mean, you know, it's a big advantage. You know, sometimes it takes, you know, months to develop something like that with your quarterback, and we have already, so, you know, he knows where I'll be, and I know where he's going to throw the ball most of the time, so it's a big advantage.
What are some of the nuances that he has and does that, you know, if you can give me an example that you will utilize when you're out there, just a certain way he's going to look or move that you can respond to?
Honestly, he knows I'm going to be in the right spot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. He's, you know, all these guys, you know, can come out here and make plays, and we just had that already, and you know, he knows I'll be in the spot he wants me to be, and he knows where to put the ball, you know.
And when you look at his skill level and what he brings to this league, did he show you, like I said, you've known how he throws the football, and you've seen him do it game in and game out as a collegiate player, but when you see him out here, do you feel, and he's been getting, you know, the kind of reviews he's been getting for the way he throws football, it's not a surprise to you, but is it looking to you like he can have that big-time success in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, he's already a mature guy. He's smart. He knows, he understands all that, all the stuff, you know, that you know, one of those quarterbacks been in the league for a long time understands, you know. He's just a great quarterback, and, you know, I think he can do really well for this team.
And even though there's a big age difference between him and everyone else here as rookies, it doesn't look like it creates any awkwardness. I mean, it still looks like he fits in well. How did that play out at Oklahoma State?
Oh, yeah, he acts like one of the guys. You know, he's down to earth, has fun. You know, we kick it a lot. You know, we go golf and, you know, do some things together. So, you know, he just acts like one of the guys and acts, you know, just you know, he's a good guy.
How do you look at your own chances of seeing this thing through? What do you think you can do to, again, make this roster? And look, the receiver position is, I think, a fairly competitive spot. Only one guy drafted at that position. So it looks like, if I'm looking at it through your eyes, that there's a chance here. But obviously, you've got to do some things as both the receiver, probably special teams as well.
Right, yeah. I'm focused on doing what I can to get on this team. Special teams, you know, I don't know how the punt returners go, but any special teams, to be honest with you, I'm going to work hard and keep coming out here and try to perform every day to my best.
All right, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Good stuff there from Josh Cooper. I think this is going to be an interesting guy to watch. You know, don't know how things will ultimately play out when you get into training camp, you get into preseason games, but he just seems to have, from what you can see on performance, I'm not talking about the conversation, what he says. What he says is going to be a hell of a lot less important than what he does. But it just gives you an interesting, I hope, insight into what this guy's all about. And I assure you, when you start seeing him in action, you're going to, your eyes are going to gravitate. You're going to see somebody always in there making plays, just like he was doing with us during minicamp, just always there to make something happen. And we'll see how it works, as I said, on special teams as well. All right, we have got more coming up for you, more questions that I will answer, and your comments that you submit to us on the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for as low as $199 a month. Hurry, these offers won't last long.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
It's that time again. Time to save big on the parts and accessories you need at Summit Racing Equipment in Talmadge. If you're serious about saving, Summit Racing has the lowest prices guaranteed on the parts, tools, and accessories for high-performance cars and racing, daily drivers, trucks, and more. With millions of parts in stock from over 900 brand-name manufacturers, we have what you want at prices that save you money. And right now, save even more with these Summit Racing special offers. Buy one Fram high-mileage oil filter and get a second high-mileage oil filter free. Earn up to 20 Summit bucks when you buy an Auto Meter Ultralight or Ultralight 2 gauge kit, and earn 25 Summit bucks with the purchase of a Super Chips Flash Pack or Cortex Programmer. So don't waste any time. Get to Summit Racing Equipment today and save on the parts and accessories for what you drive. Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, Exit 29 in Talmadge. Open 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
Okay, so when Lydia and I got married, we didn't realize our monogram was going to be so uncool.
Yeah, DSL, super lame. Your fault, David Sanford. I mean, we're like young, but staring back from every washcloth and bath towel is like the name for crazy slow old school internet.
Seems like just about everyone switching from the phone company's DSL to Cox high-speed internet. No wonder PCMag.com just rated Cox fastest internet in America.
With Cox, I'm streaming feature films in the blink of an eye.
We should give all this monogram stuff to your brother Danny. We'll just dump it all on his front porch. He's a slow mover.
But how can we? It even says DSL on our door knocker.
This just isn't right.
Till DSL do us part, baby.
Don't be stuck with DSL. Get the high-speed internet more people are going for. Cox High-Speed Internet. Now just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Come by any Cox Solution store or go to Cox.com to switch today. Limited time offer for residential customers only. $19.99 is for Cox Internet Essential. After promotion period, regular rates apply. Installation, equipment, taxes, other fees additional. Other restrictions may apply.
Hi, gang. Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
Liberty's Memorial Day event is here with great deals on Ford's fuel-efficient lineup. Liberty has Ohio's largest selection to choose from, but the 2012s won't last long with Memorial Day event savings. Plus, with guaranteed financing and top dollar for your trade, Liberty will get you the vehicle you want. Liberty has over 600 Fusions and Focuses available. Take your pick and lease one for as low as $169 a month.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in this Ask Vic segment. It, too, driven by Liberty Ford. And we go back to Facebook, the Browns official Facebook page. Seth says, if you ask me, if Wheaton could put more points on the board than McCoy, wins or no wins, I think that pick would be successful. From there, the team can figure out how to turn those points into wins. And Seth, yeah, you're right. We know what the problem is from the Browns' standpoint of not scoring. That's the mantra from all of last year. Just no offense and no point production, or very minimal point production, I should say. And you're also right to say that, you know, translating points, better point production into victories is another step to that. It's not automatic that if you score more, you win, because you have to have your defense playing up to a level, and up to the level that this one played, and better than last year. And it played well for the most part, but now you've got the added challenge of no Phil Taylor for a while to handle that, to be part of that, to help that. And then we'll see where it goes with his replacement. But the point production thing, I think, is a good place to start. And if better quarterbacking, which is really the presumption here, better quarterbacking should lead to more production on the point side. David via Twitter. Guy Shea via Twitter. That's what I wanted to go to. This is the most excited I've been in years. Looking forward to a new season, all due to the first-round draft picks. Well, yeah, and it's a good place to start, but it won't work if the other picks, the other, I'm not going to say all nine of the remaining picks after the first two have to be home runs, but you better get substantial production in order for this to be successful, in order for, frankly, Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon to show what they can do. They're going to need, it'll absolutely take, I think, a Mitchell Schwartz to be everything the Browns could want him to be as a starting right tackle right away. Joe Thomas part two in many respects, and that's saying a mouthful, that's saying a lot. That's putting a lot of pressure on a young man, too. And that's not my point here. And Joe Thomas was the third overall pick of the draft. This kid was the 37th overall pick, second-round pick. But he's got to be legit from the start, and they have to get that kind of play from that position if the rest of the offense is going to have a chance to be successful. And that goes for John Hughes, the third-rounder, more than ever. It was important before. It's a lot more important now that he delivers. It delivers in a big way. I mean, that he is someone who is anchors that middle part. What I see from him is a guy who physically has more of that stature, that the muscle and the size to hold down the middle in run stopping situations. And then this is where, again, a Billy Winn, maybe you work him into the other tackle spot to get some penetration on the quarterback. John via Facebook talks about Josh Cooper. He said, watched him for three games last year, and even though the talk was about Justin, meaning Justin Blackman, he thought Cooper ran the sharpest routes and had the best hands on the field. So and the comfort level that he would have with Brandon Wheaton throwing with him, to him, and the two of them as teammates. And you heard in the interview with Cooper, I mean, yeah, that chemistry is there. It's automatic. It's going to help a great deal. To what extent Cooper is involved in the receiving core remains to be seen. But it's a wide open enough area that you think he would have that chance. Steve, who's impressed me the most so far, either on the staff or players, you know, rookies on the field? I was impressed collectively with the coaching staffs, just with Brad Childress and the additions of those people, Nolan Cromwell, just the instruction, the teaching that went on. And I think that had a lot to do with the minimal mistakes that happened during minicamp. I want to thank Bernie Kosar and Emmanuel Acho and Josh Cooper and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and Dave DiNatale. And we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.